with Heian Soon Hwang at the piano, and KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan playing the violin. That was recorded, let's see, June 23rd, 2023, here in the KPR studios. Sean Rosemarin by Fritz Kreisler. And good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. And next on KPR, by Johann Strauss Sr., Paris Waltz on Kansas Public Radio. A grandiose piece by Johann Strauss Sr., the Paris Waltz, Georges Prêtre and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Leonard Bernstein wrote a Paris Waltz as well. But here's what it sounds like. That was the Hollywood Bowl Pops Orchestra for the Paris Waltz by Leonard Bernstein from Candide. Next, we'll go back several hundred years to the bells of St. Genevieve, and then a piano concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns. The classical music goes all day here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence. His mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved at communityvillagelawrence.org. Here's Musica Antiqua of Cologne for some old music by Maran Marais, the bells of St. Genevieve on KPR. The Bells of St. Genevieve by Maran Marais from 1723 here on Kansas Public Radio on this Wednesday morning. Next, music from 1896 that's nicknamed the Egyptian, and it is supposed to represent a sea voyage. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. It's been said that sound bites and political ads determine elections. On Kansas Public Radio, you hear more than sound bites. You hear the background and context. Thoughtful reporting, analysis, and insightful commentary. KPR provides the information you use to decide how to cast your ballot. Go to kansaspublicradio.org to pledge your support for the news that you depend on. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. Camille Saint-Saëns' 1896 Piano Concerto No. 5 is nicknamed the Egyptian for two reasons. First, Saint-Saëns wrote it while he was on one of his frequent winter vacations to Egypt. And second, the music is probably his most exotic. It shows influences from Javanese and Spanish, as well as Middle Eastern music. But Saint-Saëns himself said that the piece represents a sea voyage. Now we'll hear music that represents a sea voyage, the Egyptian Piano Concerto, No. 5 by Camille Saint-Saëns on Kansas Public Radio. Camille Saint-Saëns' The Egyptian Piano Concerto, his Piano Concerto No. 5, André Previn, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and the pianist was Jean-Philippe Collard, here on KPR. KANU, KANU, HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute make up Kansas Public
Live
Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman.
NPR News, Savannah, Georgia.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 140 points at 42,066. The NASDAQ is up more than 50 points at 18,130. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from First Presbyterian Church, Lawrence, worshiping at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday at 2415 Clinton Parkway or virtually on YouTube. More information about ministries and opportunities at firstpresslawrence.org. And Indecent, a plate with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history. Playing Friday through Sunday at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. Good morning. This is KPR. That waltz is by Shostakovich from the Jazz Suite No. 2, the Waltz No. 2, with Ricardo Chailly and the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. Well, next we'll have music by Max Reger on Kansas Public Radio, an incredible organ piece called The Introduction and Passacaglia in D Minor. It's John Obetz playing the temple organ in the auditorium in Independence, Missouri, now on Kansas Public Radio. Written by Max Reger, Introduction and Passacaglia in D Minor, as played by John Obetz, recorded in Independence, Missouri. And Barry Wenger, a former student of John Obetz, talked with John Obetz not long before he died and suggested that he wanted to play this piece at Obetz's funeral, and John Obetz was delighted. He said that would be perfect. Next, we have music by Alexander Glazunov about summer. On this summerish day, we should have a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Stay tuned. Next hour, we have music by Charlie Chaplin and Leroy Anderson and Bach. We'll hear the first Brandenburg Concerto. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. From The Four Seasons by Alexander Glazunov, we've just heard Summer with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra. It's 10:29, about 67 degrees in Lawrence right now. Today should stay sunny. We'll have a high of 76. No rain in the forecast. Well, not until, let's see, maybe Saturday. No rain in the forecast. Today should be sunny with a high of 76 and a northern wind. Tonight's low 53, and tomorrow, Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 78. Friday, 78, and let's peek into the weekend. Let's see. Saturday, 78. Sunday, 79. Ramon Salvatore now at the piano by Arthur Farwell. This is called Pawnee Horses. Pawnee Horses by Arthur Farwell on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. This week's Classics Live brings you local saxophonist extraordinaire Dr. Kyle Blake Jones, bringing beautiful and unknown chamber music to the Polsky Theater stage. Trio, Fantasy, Elegy, Dawn to Dusk, and Whimsical Sketches of Fanciful Birds are the names of the pieces. Classics Live is tomorrow evening at 7 on KPR1 stations.
I swear that the name of the saliente to say it all. At host to curry and grato cutis viette for me non po. Ad on foto toci massi fuie te la sassà. Non te corri a piesso, non te struie sullo guadà. Iammo, iammo, coppa, iammo, ia. Iammo, iammo, coppa, iammo, ia. Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula. Coppa, iammo, ia. Funiculi, funicula. Neio. Della terra la montagna non passo ne. Se vede Francia progetta la Spagna, io vengo a te. Tirate con le funne di ton fatto, cielo se va. Neiamo so che non mi viento questa liesa. Iammo, iammo, funiculi, funiculo.
A KPR recording made in our studio August 8th, 2023 with members of the Lawrence Opera Theater for the great Italian song, David Ingram and Megan Widger at the piano. Good morning. This is KPR. Next, we have a fine string quartet by Franz Josef Haydn, part of the namesake of the Opus 76 String Quartet of Kansas City. This is the string quartet number 6 from Opus 76, Haydn's string quartet in E-flat. This is played by the Lindsay String Quartet now, here on KPR. Just like Antonio Vivaldi's Opus 3, Franz Josef Haydn's Opus 76 is a particularly rich vein of classical music with some of the best string quartets in that opus, and we just heard one, number 6 from Opus 76. In E-flat, it was played by the Lindsay String Quartet. Stay tuned. Soon we'll hear the famous Boccherini minuet and trio from Symphony No. 15, and then a few pieces played by the Montalto Motion Picture Orchestra. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults. Hear Jay Schaefer's interview with some of the workers for it at Johnny's Tavern. They help neighbors live independently as long as possible. CommunityVillageLawrence.org
is one of the largest and oldest benefits programs on All Things Considered from NPR News.
More about that at 3, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. After the noon news, in about an hour, music by Johann Pachelbel, apart from his famous canon, an aria with variations, followed by a timely visit from Grieg, the second violin sonata. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. Weather-wise, we have some northern breezes to enjoy for a few days as the temperature stays in the 70s, it looks like, for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Should stay sunny today. Tonight, clear and calm with a low of 53, and tomorrow, sunshine and about 78 degrees. It's 11:01. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News.
That meant possible contamination of any DNA evidence that could exclude Williams as the killer.
That's Rachel Lippman reporting. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Michael Erksleben, directing the new Berlin Chamber Orchestra for just the minuet and trio from Boccherini's 15th Symphony. And before we hear a few tunes played by the Montalto Motion Picture Orchestra, a reminder that support for classical music today on Kansas Public Radio comes from Eagle's Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made, transitional, and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities, open to the public. Details at KansasBookFestival.com. Here's Scott Joplin's New Rag on KPR. KPR recording of the Montalto Motion Picture Orchestra when they were in town to play for the Silent Film Festival in Topeka that happens each February. Scott Joplin's New Rag, La Rosita, and then The Ridin' Kid. Next on KPR, we have music by George Frederick Handel, Concerto a Due Cori in B-flat with the English Concert on KPR. Concerto a Due Cori in B-flat by George Frederick Handel, Trevor Pinnix, the English Concert. Next on KPR, a little tune by Leroy Anderson, his jazz Legato on Kansas Public Radio. Frederick Fennell, directing the Boston Pops Orchestra for the jazz Legato by Leroy Anderson. Next, music by Charlie Chaplin and Johann Sebastian Bach. And after the noon news, music by Johann Pachelbel, apart from his famous canon, an aria with variations, followed by a timely visit from Grieg, the second violin sonata. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. With Thomas Beckman, cellist, Charlie Chaplin's Park Avenue Waltz. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More info at spiderartconstructors.com. Here's a recording we made just this past summer, June 29th, the first Brandenburg Concerto by Bach. Anthony Walker directs the Sunflower Music Festival on KPR. A recording from just this past June in Washburn's White Recital Hall. That was the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra playing the Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 by J.S. Bach here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 teabags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning. Drop in anytime between 5 and 9 a.m. before the classics start at 9 o'clock and go till 3. I'm Cordelia Brown, and Jeff Watson's in to bring you more classics right after the noon news and Stardate here on KPR. From KU, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANU and KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. You can see how you can harness that power at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, now through Sunday. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com. It's KPR.
Live from NPR.